Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Friends of the East Howis Library, Ryan Ladley. Ryan, how are you?
Doing good today.
Good. Glad to have you back. I can't believe it's been a whole year. Time to talk Towis Uncorked again.
Towis Uncorked, August 6th. Harbor Park, we're looking forward to it this year. Lots of festivals going on in this town, and it seems to be packed, so I can't wait for our festival in the
building. Indeed, but a lot of people look forward to this one, because it's kind of unique. You don't hear too much about these kind of events in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty unique. I mean, the only wine festival up for other than Harrisville's a couple weeks before ours. But other than that, you know, not too many around. And we look forward to having our vendors back, having our wineries back, and seeing everybody beginning August there.
Indeed. So. First Saturday in August.
First Saturday in August. So August 6th this year from 12 to 6 p.m. downtown East Towis, right there in Harbor Park. You know, hoping for another great day. We've had wonderful weather in the past, and it's always a fun day when it's a nice day out there. We've got WKJC is going to be on hand.
Indeed,
from about 12 to 3.
Marvin Lee, our local wine connoisseur, will be out
there. Indeed. Loves talking up the vendors, the wineries, get to get on the air with them, and you get to get some good information about their winery, and you might learn more, obviously, coming down, too. Taste their wines, taste local foods and beers that we have on tap as well, too, so it's really just a great day.
Indeed. Let's talk about a few of the wineries. I'm sure you've got many that are coming back, but anybody new this year?
Yeah, we have, you know, it was wild where Chateau Grand Traverse, Chateau Chantal, out on the old Mission Peninsula were not part of our festival. They just got too big and they had other things to do during the summer. So they're lining up actually to come back. So it's really looking forward to have a representative there. We can always pour the wine, but having a representative is another thing because they can tell you a little bit more about the wine. And I think that really makes a difference for some of our wineries for being there. Those two will be back. We also have Spruce Ridge Vineyards, which is a very new winery up in the Alpena area. They came last year, really enjoyed themselves, and we're looking forward to getting back in again. So it's exciting to have, you know, local wineries as well, too. Not only on this side, but, you know, on the other side as well, too. So really looking forward to that.
The state really is beginning to get national and international attention for the wineries around here.
Yeah, really hitting their stride. Yeah. For sure. So, and that includes beers, too. I mean, we have, you know, your typical Bell's, Founders, but we also have some different breweries from the Upper Peninsula. It's called Upper Hand Brewing Company, which is kind of an offshoot of Bell's.
Yeah.
And Keweenaw, Black Rocks, both all in the Upper Peninsula. That's kind of taken off up there, the beer scene. So made sure they're represented in our tap wagons on that Saturday. So you'll really have a wide variety of both beers, and there's actually a cider we'll have on hand as well, too. So lots of different options for everybody. Yeah. And it's, if you enjoy any of that, and we'll also have food, too. So even if you don't enjoy any of that, I've had that before where somebody says, well, I really don't drink. Well, we have food and it's a wonderful day. So come support the library and it really, you'll find something for you.
Indeed. Raffle also once again this year.
We are. Yep. We went for a 50-50 last year, but this year we're going to go back to the standard raffle with a couple of cash prizes and then the exciting wagon of cheer as the third prize. So everybody loves that because, you know, you got a bunch of different vendors that get together and we purchase their wine and put it in there. And it's a wonderful wagon and you get the wagon too. So it's a wheel
Can't
it right
beat
out
that.
Of there.
You betcha. So tickets available right now for the show?
They should be available next week. They'll be available at Brew Crew downtown East Towis. And then really you can get them the day of the event at the gate.
Sure.
So really no issues with that. So if you're worried about getting tickets, don't worry about that. You'll be able to get them the day of the event. There is quite a line at the beginning of the festival, so if you want to get in early, get there plenty before noon. So
sure thing. Of course, it is a fundraiser for the Friends of the East Towis Library.
Yeah. So Friends of the East Towis Library, I mean, this is their large fundraiser for the year, and it really helps us create programs and bring in authors and helps us for our Booked for Lunch program, which is going on right now on Thursdays down in the East Towis Community Center right in the park right there. Check that out if you haven't gone there. It's a wonderful day. We've got local readers that, you know, bring a packed lunch and there'll be books for the kids. And you can hear a story. So it's a wonderful event. And it helps us do more of that throughout the year, helps us make our library someplace that you know, anybody can go to really enjoy themselves.
Now, if they want more information about the Towis Uncorked Festival, how do they get more info, Ryan?
Yeah, so I head over to our Facebook page and just search Towis Uncorked on Facebook and you'll find us. All the information will be there. We are looking for some volunteers right now, too. So I'd love to, if anybody's interested, we always hit that wedding and reunion season. So it's actually taken me out of the picture this year. I have a wedding to attend that day, which is the first time in forever that I haven't been able to attend the Uncorked Festival. But it's just proof in the pudding. We do need volunteers, and they kind of cycle over. So if you're interested at all, please get a hold of us via our Facebook page.
Good.
And we've got our email right on there. You can send us an email.
Towis Uncorked, put on by the Friends of the East Towis Library. Again, Saturday, August 6th, noon till 6, should be a fun day, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, Kevin. Can't wait.